For this morning's public reading of God's Word, please turn with me to the Gospel of Luke, chapter 2, and we're going to be picking up with verse 8 to verse 20. Verse 8 to verse 20. Now, the last time that we met last week, we read just the first 7 verses, and there we saw the birth of Christ, according to Luke, the writer. And now, we're going to see here furthermore about what's going on here in the life of Jesus Christ. Luke chapter 2, verses 8 to 20. And they were in the same country, shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel of the Lord said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Here's how you're going to find the babe. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, quote, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men, unquote. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord had made known unto us. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, as it was told unto them. Please be seated, and may God choose to bless His Word. Okay, now we see something else that happened on the day that Jesus Christ was born. Okay? Mary gives birth to the infant Jesus. And as I mentioned last week, when you see the word manger, okay, that doesn't mean that Jesus was born in some cave or in some little niche out there in the wilderness, out there in the Bootoolies. As I mentioned before, hospitality and being hospitable and receiving guests into your home was something that was very prized and very treasured amongst the Jewish people at this particular time in ancient biblical times. Opening up your door to a stranger, welcoming family members and showing hospitality was something that was highly prized. And since Joseph was born in Bethlehem, that's where his lineage begins. That's where his genealogical tree line can be traced. Joseph had family members living in Bethlehem. And they were not going to turn him out in the street and have Mary give birth out there in the gutter. But the inn that is referred to in last week's reading was a guest room, a very spacious guest room, in order to entertain strangers or to be hospitable to friends or families who may be passing by. Well, that room apparently was already taken up because of the taxation. People were flooding into the city of their ancestral birth to pay taxes to Caesar, as we found out at the beginning of Luke chapter 2, verse 1. So the guest room was filled, but they weren't going to turn Mary and Joseph and throw them out in the street. And as I mentioned last Sunday, there was another room where the animals were kept. And the manger was literally the feeding trough where the animals would eat the hay or whatever was placed there for them to eat. The animals would be brought in to get out of the elements, and the animals also provided a source of heat for the family from their own body heat that they would give off, believe it or not. Central heating, if you will. Well, now, while that's going on, there's shepherds in the fields watching their flocks. And lo and behold, the angel, heaven opens up, and this angel comes and makes this announcement that the Savior of the world has been born. And it was God's desire, apparently, for the shepherds to go visit the infant Jesus. Now, why did God come to shepherds? He didn't appear to Herod the Great, who claimed to be king of the Jews. The angel didn't go to Caesar and tell Caesar a real king has been born. How come the angels make their first appearance to shepherds watching their flock at night? Why? Because beloved Jesus was to become the Lamb of God, who taketh away the sin of the world. Hearkening back to the first Passover evening, when God let God's people, the Israelites, escape bondage and being whipped by the taskmasters to build treasure cities for Pharaoh, way back in the book of Exodus. Read the first 12 or 13 chapters of Exodus, and you can see the story of the opening up of that story of Moses' conflict with the king of Egypt and letting God's people go free. Well, the final night when God's people would be set free, the firstborn of Egypt were to die. Firstborn of man, firstborn of animal. And the only means of escape was to slaughter the lamb without blemish and without spot, which pointed to Jesus' impeccable, sinless character. And to apply the blood on the outside of the door over the door lintel and the two posts to that door. And when the death angel saw that blood, he would pass over that home and spare the firstborn of that home not to be killed that night. Well, Pharaoh lost a son that night. And in his anguish and in his sorrow, he calls Moses back into his courtroom and tells him and the people of God to get out of Egypt. Well, when John the Baptist is going to baptize Jesus in John chapter 1, he sees his cousin Jesus coming to him, and John the Baptist identifies his cousin to those who are with John. Behold, the Lamb of God, who taketh away the sin of the world. Something else why God came to the shepherds. Do you know that at that particular time in history, shepherds were viewed as low-class people? The undesirable people, because they hung around those smelly animals. Well, guess what? Jesus, as our lamb, was despised by his own people. Matter of fact, it was his own people who ended up nailing him to a cross and putting him to death. Isn't that amazing, the correlation here between the visit by the angel to the shepherds to go see the babe that was just born? Okay, and the fact that shepherds were despised by the local people. They were on the bottom rung of society, if you will. And yet in John chapter 1, verses 11 to 13, the Bible says, Jesus came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. Notice also in verse 11, what does the angel tell the shepherds? For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. Notice, he's a Savior. He saves us from our sins. He saves us from dying and going to hell. The word Christ means Messiah, the Anointed One, the one sent by God. And the word Lord means he's king. He's king of our lives if we are attached to him. And then finally, look at verse 19. When Mary sees this group of shepherds, and maybe they've even brought a few sheep with them. Maybe the sheep were kind of like looking over the manger and looking at this little newborn infant, realizing that that was their creator. Verse 19, Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. Beloved, I believe that Luke, when he finally reached Jerusalem with the Apostle Paul and Paul's journeys, Luke sat down with the aged Mary at that time, and Mary told Luke all of these events, and he wrote them down, and he put those things in his gospel that we're reading. Mary pondered, what's this child of mine going to be? What does it mean when the angels say that he's going to be the savior of the world? What does that mean? Mary, very young, mid-teenage girl, Mary probably 15, 16 years old at this time, bearing a son, and now pondering in her mind, what manner of child is my son going to be? Well, may the Lord choose to bless his word. Amen.